And now, backstage wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Larry suggested that attractive Claudia Vincent stay at the Noble's Rosehaven Long Island home for the present, Mary was anything but pleased, for she believes this woman is a born troublemaker, and that her story of how wealthy Rupert Barlow stole her family's fortune is highly improbable. Larry, on the other hand, believes her implicitly, and has indicated this from the start. Tonight at the Hamilton Theater, just west of Broadway, where Larry's starring in a play, we find Larry in his dressing room between acts as a knock sounds at the door.
Come in.
Larry, is it quite all right for me to be here? I mean, shall I really come in?
Oh, Claudia, of course come in. I thought you were out front watching the show.
I was, my dear. Oh, I can't tell you how thrilled I am with the play.
You better wait a bit. It's only one third over.
Oh, but Larry, it's magnificent. And such an exciting theme. And, well, the way you play the part, Larry, it brings tears to my eyes.
Oh, well, Claudia, I can't tell you how flattered I am. But don't stand there in the doorway. Come inside. Nothing much here in the way of comfortable furniture, but you'll find that chair pretty good.
If you're quite sure that I won't disturb you.
No, no, of course not. Just sit right there. That's where Mary always sits when she's backstage with me.
Oh, does Mary often visit the theater, Larry?
Of course. What a question.
Well, I didn't know. I thought perhaps she wasn't much interested in plays. She strikes me as being more of a homemaker.
Oh, you better not let Mary hear you say that.
Why?
Not that she doesn't prefer to stay home when I can be there and the whole family's together, but she's extremely interested in the theater. And as a usual thing, I'm poring over the theater pages and talking show business the whole time.
I only wish I could be in Mary's shoes and be there to hear you.
You'd probably get tired of it. Mary's practically a saint when it comes to bearing with me, Claudia.
But does she really know so very much about the theater, Larry? For instance, does she actually care about the kind of play you're doing now?
Mary is the one I always bring every new script to. She's got far better instinct about that sort of thing than I have. And I always insist on having her at rehearsals when we break in a new play.
Indeed?
Indeed. Couldn't do without her, Claudia. At least, well, I'd hate to try.
And she doesn't get tired? How extraordinary.
Yes, isn't it? No, she's always ready to string along with me. I'm pretty lucky when you stop to think about it.
Well, what about Mary? Don't you think she's a little lucky, too?
I don't know why.
Oh, come now, Larry. Now, don't be so modest. You know she leads a fascinating life as the wife of a great Broadway star.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, of course she does. And if she didn't, it would be her own fault. I just think of all the women who'd give their very souls to be in Mary's place.
Oh, now, Claudia.
No, it's true. It's true because I'm one of those women.
Well, of course I know you're only joking,
no,
but...
No, it's not a joke, Mary. I mean it with all my heart. Just sitting out there during that first act, watching you move about the stage, listening to your voice, it thrilled me through. I wanted to cry out that I knew you, that I came here to the theater tonight with you. Why, I haven't ever experienced such a wave of pride.
I can't help feeling that you're kidding me.
Well, Larry, what a terrible thing to say. If you only knew, if you only realized how I envy the leading lady.
Sheila, yes, she's very good, isn't she?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose she's all right. Well, it seems to me the part could have been played with more feeling.
Well, I think she's done very well.
Naturally, you know more about such things than I do, Larry. And yet, if I'm still allowed to stay at your home for a day or two longer...
Well, of course you'll stay. There's no question about that.
Well, Larry, then I wish you'd grant me just one little favor. Oh, I know it's silly, and you'll probably think me horribly vain, but...
What is it?
Let me read the other part.
Sheila's part? You want to read it?
I want to learn it, Larry. I want to play it opposite you. Oh, I suppose that would bore you terribly, but... Oh, Larry, if you do just one scene, I just want to test myself.
Well, sure, if you really mean it, only...
Oh, it would please me so much.
Places, Larry. Everybody's on stage.
Oh, thanks, Arnold. Wait just a minute. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Miss Claudia Vincent. This is Mr. Carey, our stage manager.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm delighted, Mr. Carey. Oh, this is such a thrilling experience for me. It's the first time I've seen the play.
Is that so? Are you seeing it from out front or from the wings?
Oh, Larry got me a beautiful seat way down in front.
Well, you'd better get back out there, then. The curtain's about going up next instant.
Oh, then I'll hurry. I don't want to miss an instant of the next act. Larry, I'll come back during the next intermission if you don't mind.
No, come right ahead. I'll be here.
Who did you say that was?
Name's Claudia Vincent, family friend.
I don't recall her name. Is she an actress?
No, but she darn well could be. Got a lot of talent. Right now, she's visiting us in Rosehaven.
I see. She's certainly beautiful, Larry. I'll give her that.
Yes. He's a nice person, too. Very real, Arnold.
Mm. Friend of your wife's?
No, not exactly.
I didn't think so. Well, you'd better get out there, Larry. They're waiting.
Yep. On my way. Be right there.
Meantime, back home in Rosehaven, we find Mary with her good friend Maud Marlowe, who's come back from New York to spend the night and talk about her personal news. And as they sit comfortably in the living room, we hear...
Oh, it's the most wonderful stroke of luck I've had in years, Mary. Positive years. I can't believe it yet. Well, I can, Maud. I think it's only right that you landed that part in the new play. It was absolutely written for you.
Oh, of course you're just saying that.
No. But if I hadn't got it, I think I'd have pined away from sheer disappointment.
Oh.
Well, it isn't often that a character actress my age gets a chance at such a part. Oh, and to think it's actually settled. Contract signed and everything.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Maud. And so proud of you. When do your rehearsals start?
Well, there's going to be quite a little wait, Mary. This play won't go into rehearsal till fairly late in the summer. It's to have an early fall opening.
I see. Then that means you can stay with us for a bit longer, can't you?
Well, I guess so, but really, Mary, I've been here so long as it is, and I shouldn't monopolize the best room.
Oh, please don't leave us right now, Maud. Not unless you absolutely have to.
Well, you know that I don't have to. But surely you could use your guest room to better advantage.
No. If you moved away, goodness knows what would happen, Maud. I need your moral support.
Well, what in the world for?
To help me handle Claudia Vincent.
Oh, yes. And what about her, Mary? You only had a chance to tell me a little about the woman.
Well, you know her story, Maud. How she says Rupert actually stole her family's money.
Yes, yes, I remember. When you first came back from Rupert Barlow's place in Oyster Bay after meeting her, how sorry you were for her.
I know. But I've changed my mind about her since then. I don't believe her at all. I think she's an out-and-out adventuress. If she can't get Rupert Barlow to help her, then she's determined to turn to Larry.
Yeah, you'd better put a stop to that right away, Mary. You know how easily taken in Larry is, particularly by a sob story.
I can't say anything without appearing to be catty, Maud. Larry invited Claudia to come here after that horrible afternoon at Rupert's place when she tried to shoot him, and I was able to pull her off balance.
Well, I should think that might give Larry pause for thought.
She told him that she didn't mean to hurt Rupert, only to scare him. She says she's terribly ashamed.
Huh.
And now she's talking to Larry about the theater. How she's always wanted to be an actress.
Good heavens. Well, did she ever do anything?
I don't know. She claims to have had some experience, and Larry says she's very good at reading.
Huh. I don't like this, Mary. The sooner she leaves this house, the better. Can't you get Rupert to use his influence to smoke her out?
I went to see him this afternoon while Claudia and Larry were in the garden.
Well, what did he say?
He's decided not to bring any charge against Claudia. Not to bring any more scandal into our lives.
Well, that's probably a very good thing. And yet the...
Maud, he told me that Claudia is dangerous. Rupert says we must get her away from here. And I can believe him. After all, I saw her take out that gun and fire two shots.
Well, we'll have to plan this carefully, Maud. Mary, I'm afraid Claudia isn't the kind of woman who can be handled without a cautious campaign. First thing, she'd go running to Larry, appealing to his chivalry. And then you'd have a real mess on your hands.
Yes, I know. If only Larry wasn't taken in by her. But you see, Maud... He believes that Rupert is trying to do the same kind of trick to us.
What do you mean?
Larry's convinced Rupert is deliberately holding our house deed and Larry's insurance papers because he wants to have us entirely in his power.
Mary's uneasiness over Claudia Vincent is not only in her voice, it's also in her eyes as she looks across at Maud Marlowe. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.